So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Avedase Vavedas Aviv, Avedase Kedemes. If a person's item and also his father's item were lost, his own item takes precedence over his father's, despite the mitzvah of Kibbutz and Avedase Vavedas Rabbi, Shalai Kedem. If a person's item and also his Rebbe's item were lost, his own item takes precedence over his Rebbe's, despite the mitzvah of Kibbutz Rabbi. Because the Pasuk states, Efes Keloye Becha Evyen. A person may not bring himself to poverty. Therefore, shalcha kaidim l'shal kaladim, his financial stability takes precedence over all others, even his father and Rebbe. However, Rebbe Yehuda Marav says, kol makayim ba'atzmekach, soif boladekach. If a person always conducts himself this way and refuses to do chesed to others out of concern that he might become poor, this person will eventually become poor because, as Rashi explains, yesh la'adim l'kanis lefnim mishur sadin, v'loy l'daktik shali kaidim imloy behefsed meichiach. A person is obligated to go beyond the letter of the law, and he should not claim shali kaidim unless he is certain to suffer a loss, as in the case of avedasai. The Mishnah continues, avedas aviv vavedas rabbi shal rabbi kedemes. If both his father's item and his rebbe's item were lost, his rebbe's item takes precedence over his father's, because shal aviv aviv loyel mazet, rabbi shalom lechachma aviv lechayi ha'olam haba. His father brought him only into this physical world, while his Rebbe, who taught him Torah, brings him into the eternal world to come. However, vim aviv chacham shal aviv kedemes. If his father is also a scholar and taught him Torah, his father's item takes precedence over his Rebbe's because his father brought him into both Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, while his Rebbe brings him only to Olam Haba. Similarly, haya aviv v'rabbi neisin masoi, v'nich eshal rabbi v'achkach menich eshal aviv. If his father and his Rebbe were each carrying a package, he first helps his Rebbe and then his father because sh'aviv v'il Olam Hazeh v'rabbi m'v'il l'chay Olam Haba. Similarly, haya aviv v'rabbi b'veis hashevi, if both his father and his Rebbe were in captivity, he first redeems his Rebbe and then his father. However, if his father is also a scholar and taught him Torah, he first redeems his father and then his Rebbe. The Gemara cites a machlekes in the Braisa as to who is considered a Rebbe regarding these halachas. Rebbe Meir says, Rabbi Sha'amru, Rabbi Shalom de Chachma, V'loi Rabbi Shalom de Mikra u'Mishnah. His Rebbe is the one who taught him Gemara, but not the one who taught him only Chumash or Mishnayos. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Shariv Chachmasa Himenu. His Rebbe is one who taught him the majority of his Torah. Rabbi Yasi says, Afil Lo Heir Ein of Elav Mishnah Achas Zehu Rabbi. His Rebbe is one who taught him any portion of Torah, even only one Mishnah. The Gemara proceeds with a Braisa. Ha'iskin b'mikra, midah ve'ena midah. Those who study only the written law have a small significance, because einam tluyim b'girsa. Their studies are effortless, as they do not need to remember this information as it was recorded. B'mishnah, midah v'noitin le'aschar. Those who study the Mishnah, the oral law, have a greater significance, and they receive a greater reward, because as Rashi explains, tluyim b'girsa u'mishtachim. Their studies are diligent, as they must remember this information as it was not recorded. Gemara ein lecha midah gedolah mizu. Those who study Gemara, the interpretation of the oral law, have the greatest significance because, as Rashi explains, nasnu lev levar taimei hamachlekes. They analyze the reasonings of the various opinions and decide on the final rulings. The Braisa concludes, ulo'ilim havaratz lemishna yesim migemara. A person should hasten to learn Mishnah over Gemara. As the Gemara explains, this Braisa refers to the times of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who first emphasized the study of Gemara. But then Shavku Kuli Almo Masnitin V'Ozlu Basa Gemara. People began to study only Gemara, but not Mishnah. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh was concerned for Penishtachu HaMishnayis. U'bemokim Chiyev V'Asur Yemri Patar U'Mutar. People would forget the wording of the Mishnah and issue erroneous rulings. Therefore, he told them, Lo'ilm HaBaratz LeMishnah Yesim Migemara. Hanulach Perak El Metzias, where Bergshim completed the second parak of Masech Debab Metzia, and will now begin the third parak HaMafkid Be'ezus Hashem. Zak the Mishnah. If a person gave someone his animal or utensil for safekeeping, and the bekudin was stolen or lost, it depends as follows. If the shemer voluntarily paid for the bekudin rather than swear to be exempt, and then nimtza haganav, the ganav was later discovered. The shemer gets back the karen that he paid, and he also gets the knas, the penalty of kefal and dal behei, because as the Gemara explains, the owner grants the kefal and dal behei to the shemer for his generosity in paying for the bekadon. However, nishba b'leirotz l'shalem, The Nimtza Ganav, if the Shomer swore to be exempt rather than pay, and then the Ganav was discovered, Misham Tashlumi Kefil. Tovacha Machar, Misham Tashlumi Bava Chamisha. Lemi Mishalim, Labala Pikotin. The owner gets all, the Karen and the Knas of Kefil and Dal Dehei, and not the Shomer, because Lemakin Lake Fela. The owner did not grant the Kefil to the Shomer since he did not pay for the Pikotin. Regarding the Reisha of Shilim Leirotz Elishava, the Gemara initially assumes that the owner grants the Shomer only the kefil, but not the actual pekadin. And the Gemara therefore asks, how does the shomer acquire the kefil? A person cannot make a transaction now to take effect later for something that cannot take effect now because it is as of yet non-existent, as in the case of Hamoicha Peres Deka Lechaveire. A person who sells the fruits which his date tree will produce later. And here too, the owner grants the kefil to the shomer, which he acquires only later after Bezdin rules and obligates the ganav to pay the kefil. Rav explains as follows. When the shomer pays for the pekadin, we consider it that the owner granted to the shomer the actual pekadin retroactively from the time he accepted to guard the pekadin. Therefore, the shomer was considered the owner when the pekadin was stolen, for which he is entitled to the kefil. As Rashi explains, Nichlu lebailam. The owner does this because he wants to be guaranteed the principal amount of the pekadin, and he is therefore willing to give away the possible kefil to the shomer for paying him the keren. However, the shomer does not retroactively acquire gizesehu uvladesehu, the wool and calves of the pekadin animal, because shivcha de asame alma over inish de makni, shivcha de megufaloi over inish de makni. The owner gives away his animal to the shomer only regarding the external shvach, such as kefil, but not regarding the internal shvach, such as gizes of lades. The Gemara mentions a second version of Rava. When the shomer pays for the pekadin, we consider it that the owner granted to the shomer the actual pekadin retroactively from one moment before the gneva. Therefore, the shomer was considered the owner when the pekadin was stolen, for which he is entitled to the kefil, and for this reason, the shomer does not acquire gizesehu uvladesehu, because he did not own the animal before the gneva occurred. And as the Gemara explains, the distinction between the two versions lies where dekaima ba'agam. If the pekadin animal was situated in the marshland at the time of the gneva, according to the first version, kanikfela, the shomer gets the kefil because at the time of the initial shmira, the pekadin was in his jurisdiction, and he acquires the pekadin through kinyan chatzer. While according to the second version, lekanikfela, the shomer does not get the kefil because before the gneva, the pekadin was not in the shomer's jurisdiction, and he could not acquire the pekadin.